Oh, Father. Our Father. Abba, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come in such thanksgiving today. Your Spirit, the unity, the oneness, the praise. Oh, God, the glory. He is so beautiful. Thank you for eyes of faith that see him, that truly do know that he does call to us. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. I hear the Spirit, Lord God. We hear him. You've given us the ear to the heart of the bride. Lord, thank you again for that mercy and grace. Only found those that gaze upon the blood of the mercy seat. Lord, the anointing that you have placed forth upon us, the ministering, oh God, the song of the depth of the heart of the revelation of the mystery of Christ in the church. Lord, you're seeking, you're searching. Lord, thank you as you walk through these pews. Lord, in such love divine, the anointing, God, it truly does drip from us. Lord, thank you for the alabaster box of grace that we possess, that we so gladly come to pour upon you. You are worthy. You are so worthy. Thank you for your grace to us, to love you, to know you, and to grow up into you in all things. The majesty of the truth and love gospel. May it be known, may it be believed, and may it be lived. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise God. Open your Bibles to John 15. He's just magnificent, beyond wonderful. Oh, how outstanding is the lover of our soul. In John 15, reading from verse 8, it says, "Herein," Jesus speaking to his disciples, Jesus speaking to us, "herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Now, really listen to this. "If ye keep my commandments," Jesus speaking here, "if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Did you see that? Did you see it? Did you hear it? How beautiful this is. That Jesus is telling us there are two sets of commandments here. Oh, yes, there are. There's the commandments of the Father. And then there's the commandments of Jesus Christ. The Father's commandments that were for him. That were for him. Those same commandments which were against us. Amen. The Father's commandments that proved that he was holy and without blemish, and those same commandments that proved our guilt. Amen. The Father's commandments that made him sin for us who knew no sin and left us to abide in his love. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Now see, and our commandments from Jesus are not for forgiveness. Our commandments from Jesus are not for sin. Our commandments from our precious Lord is for love. It's for love. God help us to receive this. And not just for love, but to dwell and tarry and stand and grow in Christ's love. Jesus gave us his commandment so we would be found in first love. that we would dwell in love, that our occupation would be love, that we would be, and I've said it so many times, if you ever saw some of those, there's some sweet things, believe it or not, they try to make sure that you think everything that was sweet is bad. But I kind of like Bambi a little bit. And I sure did like Thumper. They tried to talk to Thumper, but Thumper couldn't hear anything. You know why? Thumper was in love. He didn't give us his commandments to just have love. He gave it for us to dwell in it. Amen. To dwell. That's to abide. It's to grow. It's to be established. The word of God goes on. We'll get to it in a minute. And to know the very love of Christ, which he gave for us to dwell in. Amen. Now, look over here at John 13. Turn the page. At the riches that our bridegroom has given to us in this new commandment. The new commandment. Jesus in 13:34, he tells us, a new commandment I give unto you. And what is that? That ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, I think, Lord, thank you that you've given us this love for one another. But not just love for one another, but love for one another as I have loved you. Now that's some love. I mean, that's some love. Now turn back over to 15 again. Let's read from verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So see, he took those commandments and those ordinances, the Father's commandments, which were against us, and he nailed them to the cross. He took them out of the way so that there would be a brand new brought in. His commandments. And we're going to find out his commandments get real narrow into just one. And we're getting at it right now. The things which I have spoken to you in verse 11, that my joy might remain in you. Well, that's sweet of him. He took all that away from us, left us love, and now he's just saying, I've spoken these things that my joy might remain in you. And I'll tell you what, I think Jesus is pretty joyful. I mean, even going to that cross, do you know it was the joy that was set before him? Even in that suffering that was beyond any suffering that anybody would ever know, it was the greatest joy to Jesus. I'm going to have my wife. I'm going to get her. Oh, you mean, Lord, it's a way of suffering. It's a way of joy even to marriage. Oh, you got my attention. So it says, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you. Not just get to you a little bit, but remain constant. Be bonded, cleave. Abide, brothers and sisters, praise God, in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So, brothers and sisters, he wants a bride that's full of joy. Amen? Amen. Thank the Lord. You know what today is for me and my precious wife? It's our anniversary. 38 years. Praise God. You talk about a miracle. Anybody in marriage knows it. But no, I was thinking, thank the Lord. I remember that day. I do. And I thank God that, you know, when I looked into the eyes of my beloved, I didn't see somebody that was unhappy. I didn't see somebody that was fearful. I didn't see somebody that was wondering. I saw somebody who was joyful. I saw somebody who loved me. who wanted me, who took me just as I am, that I truly thought, how could you, who you are, love me? And that's the truth. How much more so this one? How could, who I know I am, how could you love me like you do? How could I look into your eyes at every moment, no matter what I've done, and yet all I see is joy? You know how? Love. Love sees beyond everything. And it's not our natural love. This is his love. It sees beyond everything. And see, when his love abides in you, it sees beyond and it loves your brother and your sister in Christ. When that love doesn't see beyond for your brother or sister in the Lord, you're not dwelling in the love of God. It's the barometer of it all, brothers and sisters. The Lord took it all out of the way. Everybody wants to, you know, judge, measure by this or that or whatever it is. It's one thing. I do is based upon one thing. I love you. It wasn't contingent upon somebody's actions or whatever it was. It truly was the state of the heart. Which actions will follow? I get that. But love is love. And that was the only metric of it all. Do you love me as the first love? I'm not number two or three. I'm it. Let me tell you something. The Father knows. And see, the thing that's so beautiful about it is it's not based upon love that I think I need to have or I need to possess. Once again, it's his love. And the only way that I really grow and know and understand that love is to first understand how much he loves me. To know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ for myself. But when I really know the love of Christ to its height for myself, I know it's for you. And when you're really in love with someone, and I appreciate the Lord telling me this, son, you love what I love. You just do. What he adores, you want to be in. You're interested in. And let me tell you something. He's interested in you. Like we can't imagine. But that's what he wants, is he wants a joyful love. And specifically how that happens, brothers and sisters, it tells us over and over, doesn't it? By loving one another. And he loves that. He loves that. He adores that. Because that's the proof of loving his appearing. I know it. There's no doubt. I understand there isn't a Christian alive that wouldn't say, truly, I'd love to see Jesus. Come on. Amen? Amen. But I know that isn't going to be the whole company of the bride is not going to be every Christian. Or there wouldn't be different companies. This loving his appearing is a first love. This loving his appearing is the new commandment love. And it's the love commandment to those that, do you love me, Peter? And what did he say to him? Feed my sheep. Oh, he that hath an ear, hear, yea, the deep things of mystery, but yet truth, things of my heart, grace upon grace. Oh, hallelujah. Now, this is the transforming. This love is the transforming that happens over the mercy seat. This is the love of the wings of the cherubim that touch over that mercy seat. There is a joy, there is a desire, there is a love that he's speaking of here in the new commandment, that you don't move from it. Do you know those cherubim? They were pretty still. Matter of fact, they didn't move at all. Pillars in the house of the Lord. Sometimes we think of pillars a lot of different ways, but this pillar just bows down. This pillar is only interested in the mercy of love that comes forth from the blood of Jesus, made one with the crowning of glory, the very gold of the mercy seat. But wings that don't just go out, oh no, they come with a purpose. They come over to touch the brother or sister in the Lord. The fellowship of supply. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do we realize the supplying that we are to God and to one another? Do you really know that? Do you believe the joints in the body of Christ supply one another? Do you know how much Jesus loved dwelling with his brethren? As he said to them, oh, I don't call you servants, honeys. You got to understand this. You're my friends. You're my friends. I know you're going to feel bad about me saying that, but that's how much I love you. And then he said, I have so much more to tell you. But see, they could only understand, even from servant to friend, it was hard enough for them. But then he wanted to tell them, sis, oh, but I love you, brothers. I mean, I love you. But you can't understand that yet. But I'm going to give you all love. I'm going to send you my spirit. And he's going to show it to you. He's going to show you. He's going to come through depths of shame that you're going to go through. Depths of unfaithfulness that you never thought you could enter into. But the Spirit's coming. And he's going to meet you. And you're going to dwell with him. And he's going to take my love and he's going to shed it abroad in your heart. And you're going to know my love. You're going to grow up in my love. And you're going to transform into vessels of my love. Now, brothers and sisters, I think that you and I will admit this is the greatest miracle ever, that people like us could be filled with the love of the Lamb of God. That we really could settle down in marriage. And I know that ain't foreign to you. If you love me like the Lord loves me, you know what I'm saying to you. It's what we know. It's who we are. It's our calling. It's our abiding. And we just settle down. Isn't it wonderful to just settle down and dwell together in marriage? Now see, that's a joy. It doesn't matter what's going around, because I know, you know, we're going up. And I don't really get too occupied about the things going on down here, because the Lord said, when you see that, look up, because it's really about to start going on up there. Now, let's go on for a little bit more here, brothers and sisters. Turn on over to Galatians. This puts it in real focus here, very sweetly. Galatians chapter, what is that, 5. Look at how he says it to him, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, Brothers and sisters, we know what that one word is. It's love. It's very clear today. It's clear what he's looking for. Saints that love his appearing. Saints, praise God, that are full of love. Saints, praise God, that are abounding in love. Thanks, saints that are growing in love. And in that, saints that truly love one another. I thank God. I think we have spiritual saints in this place. We don't like to see our brothers fall. We don't. But when they do, we restore. I thank God that I know that. I'm thankful to God that I'm used to that. I thank the Lord that I have a host around me too that lifts my arms. And I'm going to tell you, for any of us kings, you got to have mighty men. Or there ain't going to be no king. And isn't that something? Every one of us mighty men, and every one of us kings. You believe it? Well, I pray you do. Now, let's sum it up. Going over to 1 John chapter 4. Just let the word of God speak to you. 1 John 4 verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. That means it's completed. That means it's mature. That means it's ready. That means it's ready for a harvest. Praise be to God. If he dwell in you, then you love one another. Now, saints, why is this so important? Because perfect love, complete love, mature love, it's the requirement of the Father. It's the requirement of the Father for his son's hand in marriage. You can know all mysteries. You can. You can know it all. You could have faith to move mountains. You could give everything of your being to the poor. But let me tell you something. If you don't have this love, you missed it. You missed it. And I don't want to miss it. But I ain't loving you because I don't want to miss it. I love you because I can't help it. Isn't that what love is? It just can't help it. If you feed on this, you don't realize how lovely your brother and sister become. How much your life, in ways that sometimes you think are meaningless. Oh, they feed the sheep. Just seeing you feeds me. Does it feed you to see your brethren here today? Do you realize you're gathered with the forever this morning? I mean, be occupied with it. I mean, really, get real with it. Understand what this is. And my faith gonna be made sight, sis, soon. I'm gonna see my brother walking in glory. I'm gonna see crowns given. It's marvelous. It's jewels. This isn't some oddity. This is it. Now, fervent love for one another, huh? That's what he's after. Perfected, finished love. Love that abounds in a wife. In a wife that all she wants to do is come forth, I want him. I want him. Now, brothers and sisters, I love how he touched Paul to pray for us to have it. We'll wrap this up in Ephesians. And then I believe we'll hear the trumpets blast. And then we'll be all happy this afternoon. Because we're happy right now. Now in Ephesians 3, Paul's glory-filled prayer for us. You read from verse 16. And it says there that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Holy Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all them at 1701 South Sherman, and on the internet here today, my beloved brethren. Oh, and we're getting it, aren't we? We're comprehending. A knowing of the spouses. I'm thankful for you, sister. He brought you a long way, brother. He knew what he was doing. That we would be able to comprehend with one another. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh my. Oh my. That we would know this. That we would have this intimate knowledge, the knowledge of the consummation of spouses. That we would know the love of Jesus, our husband, for one another. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. And we don't just know it. We experience it. We live it. And we live it with one another till he come. Because here's how he concludes it. Chapter 4, Ephesians 15 and 16. But speaking, living, occupying our manner of life in the truth in love. Oh, thank him for that, saints. Thank him, thank him. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, and I'll go back to saying, in whom this little body, part of the whole body of 1701 Shal Sherman and the ones on the internet, are fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint, did you hear that, saints? Don't exclude it. Don't say not me. What a disgrace. Every joint supplies. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part. And what's it do? It makes increase of the body. Increase of the body of Christ. Increase of the body of the bridegroom. Unto the edifying of itself in love. I'll tell you, saints, because it's the truth. I wouldn't be the man of God I am today without you. Nope. I know the supplying. Shoot. What he's doing through you, brother. Sister, brother, sister. Brother, sister, brother, sister, brother, sister, brother, sister. Brother, sister, brother, brum. You ain't getting knocked out. You got perfect love. It's complete. We occupy in it. Till he come. Amen. Till he come. Amen. Let's pray. I want you to rule in Jesus, Jesus, be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified.
Most holy saints.
Yes.
It's given to you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And now I commend you to the word.
Jesus. Oh God.
Take what you heard today and dwell in your heart. My love dwells in your heart.
Yes.
Thank you.
There's no room for bitterness.
Yes, Jesus.
It only causes turmoil.
Jesus.
Forget those things which are behind you.
Amen. Oh God, Father, we do. We come to you in that wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus. Lord, what's it going to be? Oh my, it's just getting better. The glory to glory is coming forth. Thank you again for your grace and mercy with us. Help us to enter in. Help us not to be stiff-necked. Help us not to live in a time long ago. Lord, your coming is now. It wasn't back then. It's today. Thank you for the manna for today. Help us, Jesus. You love us so. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.